I am still in hot water in my second state of Oregon because in another book I took a chapter to deal with the greatest disaster the state had ever known, except the introduction of the automobile. There was a flood in Hepner, Oregon in 1903 in which 377 people were killed. There was a town clock in Hepner. I wanted to tie subjectively the time of the flood with the clock. The clock was new. Everybody told me it was just introduced in 1903. It was the top of the courthouse. And I talked with survivors of that terrible evening in which one of them told me, I remember distinctly all that terrible night in the darkness after the flood had come and gone. I heard it strike the hour. That was 53 years ago, and I can remember it distinctly. I put that in the book. It was the most dramatic one, and here was an old man who had been through it. Who am I? I was living in Leamington, Vermont in 1903. How would I know about a flood in Hepner? I put it in the book. Then the letters began coming, all from the western states, six or eight states where the restless people of Hepner had gone. The letters said variously that the clock had ceased to strike the moment that the flood hit the courthouse. Others said that it struck the wrong hour. Other people said that they couldn't remember. At least there were a few honest people in the world. To make a long story short, I put in more hours than the thing was worth to run down the fact that the time of the Hepner flood, the town clock was in Hepner, crated in the bottom of the courthouse.